Welcome to our Clothed with the Sun daily podcast, our reading and meditation on the gospel of the day. This is Chuck Colazzi, and today is Saturday, May the 11th, 2024. It is the sixth Saturday in Easter, the eve of the Ascension, if you are celebrating on Sunday. But if you live in a place where the Lord has already ascended into heaven, we are a couple days after the Ascension. Today's reading is from the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." I often speak of the Father wound, and I mean, there's so much to understanding the Father, Jesus' whole mission, and we're never going to fully understand him in this world, and even in the next. I don't know that our brains are big enough to fully comprehend the Father, because he is infinite and eternal, and we will join him in heaven, God willing, but still we remain human beings. We're not going to transform into God, right? I mean, we transform into God sacramentally in receiving the Eucharist. Anyway, there's a lot that can be said there, but the point is, Jesus' whole mission was about his Father. And it's revealed to us that we were made by the Father, for the Father, in the Father, with the Father. Yet, the Father made us through the Son. So we're made for the Son. We're made through the Son as well. The Son is the image of the Father. The Son is the one through whom we are made. Yet still, the Father is the goal. I cannot wait, and I hope this is true for all of you, that we cannot wait to be with the Father in his loving embrace forever in heaven, where nothing can ever harm us again. No enemies, no sadness, no fear, no anger, no anxiety, just pure vision, pure light, pure warmth, pure peace, pure love, being reunited with the Father through the Son. So, I like I was saying earlier, I often speak in a negative way about how, and Pope John Paul used to say this constantly, the problems of the world are from the Father wound, because we don't pray, because we don't have God, because we forget that we are children of the King of the universe, but also because there are so many Father wounds on a human level. And yet our fathers here on earth are meant to reflect the Father. Our mothers do that as well, but each in their own way. There are more Father wounds on earth than mother wounds, because mothers, well, they're more physically connected. They're physically involved in addition to all the other involvements that parents have with their children. And so mothers very, very often are the ones that stay with their children when the fathers leave, or even if just the father is working all the time. I don't know. So many different scenarios we can talk about where father wounds exist. Very often, developmental psychology shows, and common sense shows this as well, children need the mother in the earlier days, once again, because of the physical connection. The child was born from her body. The child is nursed by her body. Very often, little children want their moms. And that makes a lot of sense. And what we're told in the realm of psychology is that as a child gets older, a child needs socialization, and that's very often the role of the father more and more. Not to be sexist. I mean, yeah, mothers are doing that too, and fathers also are doing some of the earlier stuff. I mean, of course, a father cannot nurse, but a father can certainly be affectionate to a small child, especially when the mother has died or the mother is left for some reason. But still, getting back to it, there are father wounds. But here Jesus says it to us in a different way. And we've been hearing these readings the past couple weeks from the same area of John's gospel, where Jesus is talking about his relationship with the Father, talking about what's meant for us, talking about sending us the Spirit. And in this particular reading, he talks about us connecting to the Father in such a way that we will connect. We always go through Jesus, but still, going through Jesus doesn't mean it's a disconnect. I can think of so many different scenarios in life. Let's just say a child that never gets to know his or her father, but the mother constantly intervenes. Oh, your father sent some money. Oh, your father told me he loves you. He just didn't want to talk to you. And sometimes, yeah, with Jesus, I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful. And of course, what I'm about to say is not exactly the case, but sometimes what it feels like is similar to what I was just talking about in that negative situation. We feel as if, well, the Father's just too far from me, so I'll just go to Jesus. And then, of course, we have all of our intercessors. Well, Jesus is too far from me, so I'll just go to Mary. I'll just go to the saints. I'll just go to the angels. And while the Lord does set it up where there is an intercessory pattern, there's an intercessory setup when it comes to our faith and our spiritual life, still, we were made for the Father. I've preached about this numerous times recently. We were made to be in the Father's arms for all eternity. And so what Jesus is kind of sort of saying here in this gospel reading, no, he is actually saying it, but it's even though he always remains our mediator, his goal is to bring us to the Father, not to just always be in the way so that we never get to the Father. So, and even with Mary, you know, her goal is to bring us to Jesus, therefore to go to the Father. Her goal is not to stand in the way. And that's where arguments come in, where various Christian denominations will argue over this and say, well, you know, I just go straight to Jesus. I don't need Mary. I don't need saints. The reality is, when you go to the saints, when you go to the angels, when you go to the Blessed Mother, their goal is to bring you to Jesus, not to stand in the way, not to distract us. But as Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord. And so Jesus magnifies the Father. Jesus' goal is to bring us to the Father. And then what does he say? Your joy will be complete. When we are in the arms of the Father, when we have connected with the Father, I don't want to say so that we no longer need Jesus, but in a way that is kind of what I'm saying, it's we have successfully gone through, and it's not we, it's the we've just opened ourselves so that the Father can do the work, and Jesus does the work, and the Holy Spirit does the work, and that is us through Jesus being with the Father. So that the focus, while focusing on Jesus still remains, there is now a new focus on the Father. And I mean, with the Trinity, this can be challenging to talk about because the goal is to be united with all three of them, but still the Father is the first person. The Father is the source. The Father gives life to the Son and the Spirit. And our joy will be complete when we connect with the Father. As I was reading this today and praying about it, and I'm sorry if I say, I hope I'm saying it in a way that's clear and not just adding to confusion, but I was thinking about the movie Courageous. The Kendrick brothers have made a bunch of movies, Christian movies, and they've done a really great job. And one of their movies is called Courageous, and it's about fatherhood. Once again, it's primarily, at the beginning at least, about the father wound. But it's through that wound then we can see the dignity of fatherhood, what's needed there, what fatherhood on earth is meant to be, and how that teaches us about the Father in heaven. Fatherhood on earth is a reflection of the Heavenly Father. Early in the movie, if you don't want the movie spoiled for you, I guess now you're going to need to turn off this podcast. But I highly recommend you watch the movie, even if you do know a little bit about it ahead of time. But there is a little girl that wants to dance with her daddy, and he says no, and then the girl dies. devastating, right? And I think that particular part of the movie was inspired by Stephen Curtis Chapman, who I can't even think about this without getting choked up. He wrote a song called Cinderella about his daughter that wanted to dance with him. And the thing is, he says in the song, I'll dance with my little Cinderella because I don't know how much longer we're going to have this opportunity. And he sings a beautiful song. It's a tearjerker about, as a little girl, she wants to dance and she wants to go to the ball and dance with the prince. And then in real life, she wants to go to the prom. And then later she's at her wedding and he says, I'll dance with Cinderella. And then in real life, what happened? His little girl, his daughter, was killed accidentally. And so, and then he gets up the following week and sings this song in a concert. And he's the only person in the room not crying. Just an amazing man. I know just hearing about it, I was bawling. So the point of this movie is that these men come together, Christian men, and they realize we're good men, but, and some of them are police officers, and they're doing good things in their lives, but they're not good enough. Because to be a father means to reflect the Father. And so they make these renewed efforts to connect with their children, the children that they still do have. And in doing so, what do? It's just what this reading says. They add to the joy of their children. One of the fathers, his daughter, is getting in with some of these boys, and they're not nice guys. And he wants to protect her. And the initial reaction is, all right, he's not paying her much attention, but then he wants to beat up the guys. But he realizes, I need to connect with my daughter. So he connects with her and he takes her out and he has a long talk with her and he gives her a ring. It's like a purity ring. And what it means is, you belong to me. And the girl's thrilled that her daddy has given her so much attention. And then there's a couple other scenes. I don't remember all of them. I know there was a boy whose father was neglecting him, and so the father made a renewed effort to spend time with his son, and it was a struggle. But when the fathers spent time with their children, what happened was a greater joy, a greater well-being, a greater happiness, a greater security. Ultimately, as we see, what we see in that little girl, whether it's in the real life story of Stephen Curtis Chapman or the girl in the movie, she just wants to dance with her daddy. And while she's there with her daddy, she can put on a little dress and be a little princess and dance around and just be herself, completely free to be the beautiful little ballerina that God made her to be. What happens with the girls, not just the one in the movie, but so many in real life, when they don't have their connection with their daddy, they can't dance around. They can't have that peace and that love and that joy. So what do? They get serious. They start loading up their faces with makeup. They start dressing inappropriately. They start going places, whether they're sneaking out or whether their parents just aren't paying attention. They start going to places to get attention from boys who do not have the best intentions towards these girls, whether they're not good guys or whether they're just knuckleheads that are going through puberty or a little after puberty, going through their teenage years and just, you know, working through their own stuff. And maybe they need the guy, a better guidance of a father, teaching them to respect women and all the stories that we can tell. But the point is, when we have the Father, and this is what Jesus' mission is to bring us to the Father. Jesus can completely be himself because he has that relationship with his Father. Everything is about the Father for Jesus. He talks about him constantly. He goes out into the desert to pray to him constantly. He hears him speaking to him from heaven. There's no sin, so he's got that perfect connection. Everything about Jesus is all about the Father, and Jesus, therefore, is so strong and so with it, and so mature that he's able to die on a cross for us. He's able to endure the greatest tortures because he never doubts the love of his Father. He always, even if he's carrying our sins and therefore he feels some pain, still Even though he says from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? The reality is, you know, and that's a quote from Psalm 22. You read Psalm 22, it's King David, and he's in a lot of pain, just like Jesus. It's a foreshadowing of Jesus. But he says in that psalm, I'm still going to remain faithful because I know the Lord is with me and the Lord will win all the battles. And everything belongs to the Lord, and therefore I'm staying with him. And so these are the words of Jesus too, therefore. And so Jesus is able to accomplish the most difficult things because he always remains lighthearted. He always remains confident. He always remains in control. He doesn't let anything get him down, even the most horrible of tortures. So let's get ourselves away from thoughts of torture. Let's bring ourselves to a place where we ourselves, as we go through life, we are so insecure. We have so much anger, anxiety, sadness, depression. How many people listening right now to this podcast have some insomnia that they're struggling with? When we have the fullness of a relationship with the Father, we can dance, we can sing, we can play, we can be at peace because we have what we need. And that is the protection, the leadership, the wisdom, all those things fathers are supposed to give us in this world, and what the Eternal Father gives us par excellence. In the movie, they establish a couple things that I always like to say when talking to men about what it means to be a father. Pope John Paul says all men are called to be fathers in one way or another. A father is a protector, a provider, a teacher, and a leader. It's not saying that women can't do that as well. We're not saying that. We're just talking about what is the essence of fatherhood. And the two P's are first and foremost, protector and provider. When we have that, we can sing, we can dance, we can play. Don't you miss those days when, I know it wasn't perfect for any of us, but when you didn't have to worry about a mortgage, when you didn't have to worry about a job, and hanging on to everything and making everything work and having your own kids and having to pay bills and all these different things. When you could simply, I mean, you know, we couldn't wait to grow up. But man, don't you miss those days when you had a week off in the summer and you could just sleep, take your time, go swim in the pool, play video games, whatever we were doing, depending what age we are. When we have the Father, we can be ourselves. And so we need to do whatever it takes in our lives to heal that Father wound. Once again, and to place ourselves in the arms of the Father, to keep going back to the Father. I had mentioned in some previous podcasts about ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics, and different 12-step groups, and identifying the inner child, but also identifying the loving parent inside each one of us. And when people do this work, identifying the inner child, and maybe that child's experienced trauma, that child is wounded, and there's a critical parent inside all of us. You're not saying constantly things like, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're never going to last, you're never going to survive, you're never going to be successful, you're not going to amount to anything. And then how the loving parent needs to take over and say, no, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. You have what you need. You are good. And the more that loving parent takes over, the more that's the voice we hear inside. And it's such an important thing because even if we're saying that to ourselves, ultimately the origin of that voice is the Father. I have made you. You are good. You are loved. I love you. You belong to me. I am the King of the universe, and yet you are mine. I protect you. I have a plan for you. I will be there with you. I will never leave you alone. I have you in the palm of my hand. So the more we hear that voice, and it comes through prayer ultimately, but also, you know, whatever it is we need in life, seeking mentors, we can still do that even when we're older. There's people that God, a friend of mine said to me one time when I was having a problem with somebody, he said, well, you know what, all right, maybe this person isn't going to be the one to help you, but I think there's like another 6 billion people you can go to. You know, as you're looking around for this or that, the things that you need. There's so many people in the world, and we can ask the Lord, send me the mentors that I need. Send me the people into my life that are going to build me up, that are going to help me, that are going to lead me and guide me. Sometimes we still need that intermediary love. We don't, for so many of us, our fathers are dead. Maybe even when they were here on earth, they weren't the best fathers. The Lord will provide, but also seeking that healing in whatever way we can. Healing the heart of the father wound so that there's nothing blocking that reception of the love that the Father in heaven wants to give us. And then opening up our hearts and praying with all our might, praying. And it doesn't even, when I say all our might, I don't know that that's the right way to say it. Just being open, being at peace in the presence of the Lord and receiving all the love that he wants to give. You know, reading the scriptures and just seeing a God who defends and protects his people over and over and over again. To that degree, what Jesus is trying to tell us is, to that degree, we go with Jesus, through him to the Father, staying faithful to him, building up ourselves in prayer, to that same degree, our joy will be complete. Have a great day. God bless you.